pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Councilmember Heady?
Here.
Councilmember Morgan?
Here.
Councilmember Edelman?
Here.
Councilmember Weber?
Present.
Councilmember Pepper?
Here. I would like to make an announcement. We have our new deputy city clerk, Kathy Allen, here, and she's just getting introduced to the council here. And I'd also like to announce that we have had three attorneys now say that council rules were illegal and the council meetings are illegal. And
the committee meetings.
And the committee, I'm sorry, not the council meetings. The committee meetings are illegal. And I set out a memo, official memo, saying that you are not allowed to use city logo.
Point of order.
Logo. You're out of order.
How, in what way, is the council member out of order?
I sent out an official directive to tell you that you are not able to use our city seal and letterhead for your illegal meetings. And I would accept a...
I make a motion to accept the consent agenda.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. May I speak?
On the
consent agenda. Aye. I can't vote for the consent agenda until after I've heard from the citizens, A. And B, I have something to add to the consent agenda. Because in the vouchers, I have a class that I took that was $200 class. I didn't talk to the council or the city before I took that class about taking it. The city paid for it, and I want to make it abundantly apparent that I paid back the city for that $200.
I just want to make a statement that it's not unusual for council members to go and attend meetings that are out there with costs associated with it. And as long as the city is notified, if they have their documentation and their ducks lined up, that's not a big deal here.
I think Council Member Pepper's asking for the floor.
Yeah, I'd like to know, I'd like to move the consent agenda until after the public comment.
We have a motion and a second on the floor.
And the beginnings of
the What is the motion, please?
To adopt this consent agenda.
And a vote. You've already voted.
Well, we've had.
No, I didn't vote.
Not yet.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
No.
We would like to table it until after
you
the
do not have
comment.
The floor, Ms. Pepper.
The next thing is public comments. Persons wishing to address the City Council regarding items of new business are encouraged to do so at this time. When recognized, the mayor, please come to the podium and please limit your comments to 3 minutes. Yes, sir.
I'd like to speak to the council.
Okay, just come up to the podium here and give your name and address.
Your name.
My name is Edward Bergman, Bergman, and I reside at 24670 Morgan Street, Black Diamond. My family and I moved to Black Diamond roughly 19 years ago to be in a rural area. We know that we cannot stop growth, but we can certainly limit it and slow it down. My grandkids will be the ones that will probably experience what we do here today, or what the council votes on, and I'm hoping that it will be something that will be livable for them. I'm a retired facilities engineer. I worked for Marriott Hotels for 27 years, and I've attended city council meetings in Redmond, SeaTac, and I can tell you, outside of individuals being boisterous, I have never seen a city council act towards each other as I see it here. The people of Black Diamond elected a council for the progress of reform. Council members are wrongly told they're out of order by the mayor. They cannot ask questions regarding issues before the council. And I'm asking a question, why was the Voice of the Valley article put in the paper for the Black Diamond Labor Day events when the council has other means to vote on the different issues? And clearly the Voice of the Valley only projects one viewpoint of the council. Thank you.
Is there anybody else wishing to address council? Carolyn?
I would like to, I do not understand the claim check process, and I would like to know, do you write the checks and then approve them or then send them out first, or do you write the checks and wait for approval to send them out?
You enter the checks into the system, and then some checks have early release because they have to be paid so they won't have a penalty, and the rest of them are released after the council meeting.
Okay. Thank you.
Bill McDermott?
Bill McDermott, Black Diamond. I'm going to set the tone for the stage of the meeting, and obviously it's off to a same start as it's been the last many meetings. I support the council, but it's not right for the mayor to interrupt the council at meetings, which you do on a regular basis. If the council were not interrupted, they'd probably get some of the people's business done and it would restore order to the city council. Thank you.
I can't tell whose hand that is.
Okay.
Good evening. My name is Dwayne, and I live at Black Diamond. I'd like you to know that I voted for every one of you. I commend you for your hard work and service because this work takes away time that we should be spending with our families. I understand you're not professional politicians. I don't expect you to be. But with all due respect, I do expect you to have a basic elementary understanding of how separate branches of government work and why there are checks and balances placed in our modern Western style of government. The executive branch cannot tell the legislative branch of government what to do. Remember that if that's broken, this is all a waste of time. I would like to use this chamber as a teaching vessel for my grandchildren. I want to show them how small government works, but I can't because you seem to have forgotten the elementary basics of how to conduct work in this chamber. Thank you.
Is there anybody else that'd like to address council? Robin?
Robin Taylor, Black Diamond. From the AWC Mayor Councilmember Handbook, Chapter 10, will the meeting come to order? As presiding officer, the duties of the mayor are too, and there's a whole list, and one of the listed items is protect the council from frivolous or delaying motions by refusing to recognize them. Believe me, these three can come up with the most frivolous and delaying motions I've ever seen. Now, about the Labor Days. There was a letter written to the paper by Erica Morgan, and in it she said the final item on the agenda of the last council meeting was a resolution on Labor Day permit. The mayor sprung this on the council last Friday, the Friday prior to the council meeting, and informed us 6 days later that the Thursday council meeting that we were required to pass it or Labor Day would be canceled. Now, I find it comical that she uses the word sprung 6 days early. She springs it on you guys on Friday when the agenda is noticed to the public, everybody gets it, as opposed to when we come to a council meeting and The agenda's been posted. We're expecting to see what's on the table. And you guys come up with a surprise version and a surprise packet. You pass it all, and nobody out here has a clue what you just did. We don't see it until it's posted online after it's been signed or denied by the mayor. You talk about springing something. That is springing it, and that is not transparent. I don't care how you spell it. Anyway, they had their little committee meeting. In one of my PDRs I got out of the last council member's notebook for Councilmember Pepper, she said regarding the first reading of the event permit, research indicates it will not be an issue to wait until our next regular meeting for the council to act on this permit. So at their committee meeting on Monday, their so-called committee meeting, they pored over all this paperwork. Oh my goodness, we're so important. This is such great work. Then they recommend that the permits that were sent to the city on the July 25th and were approved and issued on the 26th, that they are going to bring them to the floor tonight and approve them. They've already been issued, but they're going to approve them tonight. Now, with their research, and I'm going to say, you know, everybody is at fault here, because it was pointed out to me, BDMC 2.59.020, B1, parades, this is under the special events permits, parades, athletic events, or other special events that occur exclusively within the city and are sponsored or conducted in full by the City of Black Diamond, an internal review process will be conducted for these events. A special event permit is not required for these. That's why we've never seen these permits before. Now, I'm going to say right here that I think it was a failing of staff, it was a failing of the mayor, it was a failing of the council, it was a failing of your guys' research because, oh man, you did research. That you did not discover this. I didn't discover it. I didn't look at it. Maybe we need to become better acquainted with
our time is up. Would anybody, Chrissy, did you want to address?
Christine Hansen, 32506 236 Avenue, Southeast Black Diamond. So on the consent agenda, that is normally something that you approve before the public comments, correct?
Mm-hmm.
That's been the process for years, right? Okay. And if I recall, you guys get your packets of what you can expect tonight to be before you at least a week in advance, correct?
Right.
Correct?
Mm-hmm. Friday.
So I'm confused as to why you get the packets in time and you can't seem to have enough time to make a decision and do your homework and figure out what you're supposed to do. That's why you go to the staff, and that's why you talk to the mayor if you have issues. You don't go to a committee that is illegal, period. And I just keep waiting. I keep waiting and I'm praying that you guys are going to get fined or go to jail because you are illegal. What you are doing is illegal. You're making up your own rules. You're passing your own agendas. You're forming committees that you can't. You've had three attorneys tell you no. So start listening, start getting some work done, and listen to the people in this room. You denied a permit of a 102-year Labor Day event because you needed more time. How much time do you need? Is your life so busy you can't find a couple days to sit down and do your homework? You know, we're at laughing stock in this state right now and in this county. And I really think you need to do the city a favor, and I think all three of you need to step down and let somebody else who can do the job do their job.
Would anybody else like to address council? Bob?
Bob Edelman, 29871 272nd Avenue, Southeast Black Diamond. With regard to the consent agenda, the the normal procedure is if there's an item, any item on the consent agenda that a council member wants to discuss, wants to be on the regular agenda, they say so. They remove it from the consent agenda. This is the first time, I may be wrong, but it's the first time I recall when an entire consent agenda has been turned down without any discussion of the items on the consent agenda. Now, maybe I can, I may be wrong here, but I do believe that that it's over. Every item on the consent agenda has been turned down, has been refused. Mm-hmm. It's not going to appear on the regular agenda. That was your option, was to put it on the each item on the regular agenda, but you didn't do that. You three decided you're not going to pay our bills, for example.
Would anybody else like to address council? Angelina?
Watch your step.
Thank you. I'll pick it up. Okay. Maybe someone can explain because he brought up a really good point. So because they voted down the consent agenda.
Excuse me. We need your name and where you live.
Angelina Taylor, Port Orchard. Figured you guys were well acquainted with me, but that's fine. I'm sorry. So because the consent agenda was voted down, so that means all the checks and everything will not be processed?
No, it's possible for them to bring it up later.
So someone would have to bring it up and then second it, and then they would have to vote on it?
Yes.
Oh, that's all I need to know. Thank you.
Thank you. Would anybody else like to address council? Seeing no one, we'll close this public comment session. Next item on the agenda is the DKS claim voucher. Councilmember Weber.
Madam Mayor.
We're on to the next item. Councilmember
Weber.
I would like
to have the floor.
I'll heed my item to Councilmember Pepper. She's obviously waiting to be noticed, so I heed my time to her.
Councilmember Pepper.
Thank you, Presiding Officer. Under unfinished business, I would like to have an item for reconsideration. I move to reconsider the resolution on the Labor Day event permits.
Excuse me, that is out of order. It's already approved. It's out of order. Out of order.
Approval of the resolution to Labor Day.
Out of order. Out of order. It's already been approved.
Appeal the decision of the chair.
The permit has been approved.
In what way is the rule being violated?
Out of order. The permit has been approved. You are out of order.
I appeal the decision of the chair.
The permit has been approved. You are out of order.
All right. All of the people.
I call a recess. Could you please clear the room? I call this meeting back to order. So we will move on to the DKS claim check.
I have the floor.
Councilmember Pepper, you can't reconsider something that has already been decided.
I appeal the decision of the chair.
You cannot appeal my decision when we already have a permit.
In what way is the rule being violated?
You cannot reconsider something that's already done, that's accomplished.
I request for information, a point of the parliamentary procedure.
Okay. If something's already been considered, we've already passed the permits, is there any reason to be reconsidering it?
Well, as a parliamentary matter, I mean, I'm just here to provide advice. It's the chair's decision to make. I'm not a parliamentarian, can't make actual decisions. It would be out of order for a council member to appeal the decision of a chair when the decision of the chair is based on a matter of decorum or a ruling of decorum. Also, if the motion is presented, again, it's my opinion, it's your decision. An illegal motion would be out of order, and the chair, that decision is not appealable.
So your motion is illegal and out of order because we have already passed the permits. Why beat a dead horse?
I appeal the decision of the chair. Those people that are in favor
No.
Out of order.
Those people that are in favor of the mayor's decision say aye.
You are not in charge.
Those people that do not agree with the mayor's decision.
Out of order.
I am in favor against, I mean, I am against the mayor's decision. Say nay.
We are going to move on to the next item on the agenda, which is
the decision has been made by the majority of the council, and now
Mayor Pepper, you are out of order.
Ms. Pepper, I have the floor. This has already been executed. The permits have been released. You can't go back and reinvent this wheel that you folks turned down 2 weeks ago. You also, you start talking about the mayor and how she can't be doing these things. You continually interrupt the mayor as the presiding officer trying to conduct the business of this council meeting, which when I look at this agenda are all items from you guys that we've had on the agendas for months. So I suggest that you sit back in your chair, let the mayor conduct the meeting, and let's maybe get some legislation passed tonight for a change.
Councilmember Pepper.
Okay. Under unfinished business, I would like to
out of
forward.
Order. Out of order.
I appeal the decision of the chair.
Out of order.
We have already had
out of order. Out of order. The next item on
I
the
would
agenda
like
is
to
it.
Speak
out
to
of
my
order. The DCAS claim check. Brian Weber, you're going to talk about the DCAS claim check. What's next on the agenda?
All due respect, I'll talk when I won't be told when I'll talk to something. I understand that that's the next
read
item.
Read the
on
agenda.
The, I understand it's the next item on the agenda, but the administrative side doesn't tell the legislative side what to do. Keep some decorum
okay,
in your own.
Are you going to conduct any business tonight? That would be my question. Are you going to conduct any business? Everything on the agenda is your business, and are you going to conduct any business? Because the next thing on the agenda is DKS. You either do it or you don't do it. If you don't want to do it, you put it to the next meeting. I don't care what you do. Councilmember Morgan.
As a person who voted on the prevailing side, again, on the Labor Day issue, I want to bring it back for reconsideration. I need to bring it back for reconsideration because I need to get into
order.
The record certain information
out
that the
order.
Public does not have
out
that was
order.
Discovered by us.
Out of order. Out of order.
Well, if we the mayor quiets down for a minute and allows me to tell you, I will and can.
Out of order.
A point of order. She.
Councilmember
no Morgan
order.
Has the floor.
Out of order. You are out of order discussing something that has already been passed. It's already been approved. It's a done deal. You need to move on to the next item in the agenda. You need to move on. You need to move on. It's time to move on.
Do I have the floor?
No, you may not have the floor.
I appeal the decision of the chair. All those
only germane
feel
comments
like
are available to be spoken. Only comments that are germane to the pending issue are
the DKS
in
check.
Order. And as I understand right now, the DKS check is what is
the
currently
DKS
pending.
Check is now on the table.
Other permit issues are not germane to the. That's my advice. It's obviously the chair's decision.
Okay, item number three, which is the DKS claim voucher. I don't understand why this is back on. This item has already been voted down at least once, if not more than once.
You postponed it to this meeting at the last meeting.
Because it keeps coming on. You keep putting it on the agenda. It's already been voted down. If the $10,000 that's owed to DKS is in a contract, which I think it's been mentioned before, that the other DKS contract to finish the traffic analysis and comprehensive items.
You voted that
amended.
Down too. You voted that down too. Everything's voted down that has anything to do with the comp plan. You
I
voted
said
that
it could
down.
Be amended.
Well, did you want to amend it? Do you want to add an item? Let's get through with this DKS.
That's
tell
what
me
I'm
what
trying
you
to
want
do.
To do
the,
with it.
The DKS claim voucher I make a motion to remove this item from the agenda. Because
I second that.
Councilmember Edelman.
Well, first of all, I'd like to know why it needs to be removed. I would like to know why, after all of these months and the many explanations that don't change because they're the truth, why we can't, why you three can't vote for this voucher to be reinstated and repaid. What is the problem, Mr. Weber?
I've said it more than once in more than one meeting. There was no contract for this
item. They were a subcontractor to our contractor.
The contract was not with Burger. It was with Burger ABAM, not DKS.
That is correct, and there's nothing
wrong
with that.
All right, technically that's correct. And then in order to settle that contract, because Burger ABAM failed to pay them, we reached a compromise. There's nothing illegal about doing that. That was the right thing to do. It continues to be the right thing to do to get done. The most important thing on the plate of this city staff and this council is to get our comprehensive plan updated. We're already more than a year behind schedule. We're not getting any government grants because we're not doing our jobs. And this is the most, traffic is the most important thing we've got in the comp plan.
I can understand that.
Then why are you hanging it up? No, just hang on a second. I want an answer. I want to know why do you continually delete these things or postpone them to a later date? You never have an answer to the question. You just postpone.
I just gave my answer.
Well, it's pretty lame.
Councilmember Morgan.
Hello. Once again, evidently, there was some agreement with DKS about payment. We did get, I understand, and I do know, actually, that we did get material from DKS. This is public money. Public money says when before you give it out that you have to have a clear agreement with the provider what you're paying for. We haven't seen such agreement. Until we see such agreement, we have to deny this voucher.
Councilmember Pepper.
This item wasn't properly brought before the council. The dollar amount was not in the mayor's authority to approve. We, the council, are still working on other issues related to traffic consulting. I do not support approving this voucher, and in fact, it's already been voted down.
Councilmember Deedy.
So we also had an executive session with Barbara Kincaid on this issue, and she did present in front of everybody also the items that were being paid for, what was being paid for. So I don't understand your statement, Councilmember Morgan, but hold on. So am I hearing correctly that what you guys are saying is to tell DKS that we want that $10,000 back, and that they can go about their means on getting or doing whatever they want to get the actual $20,000 that was originally owed to them. Is that correct? Is that where we're going?
I have no idea, actually, about the various statements that you made just now about 10,000 or 20,000, or what would indeed satisfy DKS. That is the reason why I need to see something from DKS or Burger ABAM, or I don't really know who. I guess this voucher is to DKS that says what the amount is and that's payment in full for services up to some certain date or something like that. So that in the record for the city, in 25 years, when they look back in there, they can say, oh, yes, they got what they wanted to get. That was valid. And this is public money, and that's the reason why I'm standing on that.
Mayor. Well, we did give you all of that stuff at one time, and like four or five times, but Councilmember Deedy.
Well, I was just going to say, Barbara Kincaid stood up here, and she before we went to get into executive session that day. She stood up here and told us everything. So I don't know, Erica, where, you know, why you don't understand anything. You know, it's baffling to me that the three of you keep doing this and just keep postponing or denying everything when you know that this is going to cost the city, the taxpayers that you're talking about, more money. This is going to cost taxpayers more money. So just sit back and watch, and it's going to be more money to your taxpayers.
So what was your motion, Brian? Councilmember Weber? Was your motion to remove it?
I'd ask the clerk to read the motion.
Or did
just
you?
So it's clear. And it was seconded.
I seconded that.
It was seconded.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any further discussion? Opposed?
No.
Motion carries.
Next item on the agenda is the Yvonne Ward claim voucher. Councilmember Weber.
Okay. As far as this Yvonne Ward claim voucher, I have some legal questions that need to be answered by an independent legal source. Kenyon Dyson has a conflict of interest in answering the questions because their contract is similar to the Ward contract. There are also documents that was requested by me from the city that have not been received. As a council member, I find it odd that if I request documents that it becomes a public disclosure request. It seems like
What are the documents that you're missing?
It was emails and communications. I'd have to read back in the email. But I believe it was between the city and
Yvonne Ward?
Attorney Ward.
And Talmadge.
We didn't have any between Talmadge until recently. He didn't turn his invoice until the 25th of July.
Okay, well, we're talking about the Yvonne Ward.
So the Yvonne Ward
right
check.
Now. Point of order, I have the floor. I move that an independent attorney be hired to advise the council on attorney payments and that the council shall select the attorney. Do I have a second?
I second that.
No.
Councilmember Pepper.
I'm concerned that Attorney Ward's contract did not have council approval. Separately but related to legal payments, the council has approved a contract for Talmadge Fitzpatrick, and I believe we need to approve their payment Talbot Fitzpatrick
no.
Tribe, as they were the firm authorized to look at council rules, agendas, and committee structure.
Councilmember Edelman.
First of all, we have a city attorney. You, Pat Pepper, and Erica Morgan contracted with Talmadge and Fitzpatrick. Now, yes, Mr. Weber agreed to that. Tammy and I did not. We don't acknowledge that. There's huge conflicts of interest going on here. And you don't need to hire another attorney. My God, we've had three attorneys since January. You never like what the attorneys tell you anyway because it goes contrary to the script that you've been provided by Mr. Dardowski. I would suggest that maybe we all start using our brains and maybe get some independent research done on our own by our own fingers on our computers. You don't need to run to an independent attorney. It's crazy.
Taxpayers won't pay for it. No.
Well, there is no budget.
Well, may I say something else, Mayor? These three already have cost the taxpayers of this town in excess of $250,000 in contracting with an attorney that they should not have contracted with, in labor costs with the staff having to respond to all of the PDRs that have come through, all of the email exchanges, having to deal with the third attorney this year. It's a huge amount of money that you folks that are taxpayers are going to be paying for. And I might add, back in December during our budgeting process, Ms. Morgan gave us a lecture on how we weren't saving enough money. Where in the hell do you think this money's coming from? It's coming out of our budget and out of our reserves. And then, in addition to that, add it to the $250,000+ that this city had to pay for the Dave Gordon debacle. So when you start talking about the cost of business here, all you guys are doing is costing us money.
Amen. Councilmember Morgan?
I just would like to say that at the last council meeting, I asked our financial officer, Mrs. Biller, how we were doing with our attorney spending for the year, because these same things were cropping up in my head. And as I recall, she told me that we had spent 67%. 62%, anyway, and that she thought that we would be able to make it quite handily to the end of the year.
If we didn't continue this controversy,
right. Yes.
She was and specific about that. No more controversy. That's what she said. Councilmember Weber.
I just want to add that, you know, we've had a city attorney. There's times when we hire outside attorneys. It's nothing new for the city to hire an outside attorney.
You do not have any authority to hire anybody. You either use a city attorney that we have, or you don't. You don't get to hire anybody. You don't have the authority. It's with outside your budget. You don't have a budget for hiring attorneys. Councilmember Deedy.
So we approve contracts. We don't go out and just hire. And when we have a capable attorney here that is capable of looking at your questions about Yvonne Ward, I don't understand, and I'm sure many citizens won't understand, why you need to go out and hire all these side attorneys when you have an attorney here present, you know, that you can send an email to with a CC to the mayor and ask questions. You know, just because you don't think that he's your attorney, in your email you sent recently, you three, that you stated that you don't recognize him as a city attorney and you're not going to listen to him. So, you know, where are you guys putting the city? It's at danger. It's a high danger with you three not recognizing him. And anytime he sends privileged information, I believe you three send it off to Brian Dardowski or Kristen Bryant. Oh my goodness. So I think that you guys, you know, you won't listen to him. So if you're not listening to him, who are you listening to?
Answer the question.
You can stare at me all night, but I want to know. I want to know, as a council member, who you're listening to, who you three are getting your advice from for your taxpayers here. If you're not willing to listen to a city attorney that's sitting right here,
this is our third city attorney, Councilmember Morgan.
Hi, I would just like to remind everybody that Councilmember Weber asked that this be tabled until we have a legal review, independent legal review of the.
That's not what he said.
That's not what he said. Then I will move that. I will move that we table this. We table this ward bill until we have had independent legal review on it, and as far as I know, a tabling is not debatable.
Okay.
It's legal.
Yeah.
That's misappropriation of
city. Point of order. We can't have the audience interrupting this, please. Do I have a second?
Second.
So I have a...
It's illegal for you to pass illegal legislation. It's illegal. You do not have hiring and firing authority, period. You have no authority to hire an attorney. Now, if you want our attorney to go over Yvonne Ward's bill, we can do that. Or we can have the finance director sit down with you and go over Yvonne Ward's bill so that you can ask questions. Nobody has come in to talk to me or May about her bill. Nobody. You asked for a copy of it, that's what you got. You have no idea what anybody would say to you about that. This is extremely important that somebody comes into the city. You are scared to death to come in the city and talk to anybody. You need to come to the city. Councilmember Deacon.
So here's my suggestion, is that you send all your questions to the city attorney, and you go in and talk to May, and you wait and you see what the answers are. And then you come to council, and you state why you disagree with the city attorney or why you agree. That, at least that way, you have a starting point, right? And you get to see, okay, here's what the city attorney has said, here's what May Miller has said, and then you can go from there. But to all of a sudden just say, we're going to spend more money today, is ridiculous. I mean, we don't have the budget. We are at over 60% already spent on legal fees. We are not even close to the end of the year. So I don't understand your guys' philosophy on anything.
You need to postpone it to a date certain. Councilmember Pepper.
A move to table is not debatable. It has a second. Is the chair going to call for a vote?
Need a date certain.
What?
Mr. Linehan?
Yes,
so
Madam Chair.
Can they table something without discussing it at this meeting?
I'll have to check and see if tabling is a debatable motion. I actually don't know the answer to that.
Because I looked it up last night, and tabling was like you had to bring it back up and then postpone it to something.
I can't take advice from the audience. I'm sorry, Mr. Linehan.
Bob, you need to sit down.
You'll find me, Bob.
Motion to lay on the table is not debatable. It is not amendable. It requires a majority vote, not two-thirds. But it must be moved and seconded.
So you have to have four votes?
No, it doesn't require
a majority.
Oh,
two-thirds. But does that just move it to another place in the agenda, or does it move it
to
a date certain?
That's to lay it on the table.
Then what happens after it's laid on the table?
It stays on the table until there's a motion to bring it off the table.
But not to another meeting?
No, a motion to postpone would be to move it to the next meeting.
Right.
To table it, they'd have to bring it back
they'd
this meeting.
They'd have to bring it back. No, to table it, they can bring it back at any time.
Oh.
Any future meeting, correct?
Yes.
That's my understanding. Thank you.
Unless the council rules say something different, I'm going by Robert's rules. I don't know the council rules well enough.
Mayor, this is all going to die of old age before it ever comes back off the table.
Okay, the next item.
No, we haven't taken
I think we have
There's
to vote.
There's a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any further discussion? Opposed?
No.
Motion carries. So the next item on the agenda is a resolution regarding parliamentary services. And I just have to point out that the reason that I put it on the agenda was because you actually turned it in on time. You turned it in on last Tuesday. You turned it in on time, so I put them on the agenda. But you have no authority to hire anybody, so it's illegal. So you can either remove it for the table, or I can just tell you it's illegal. But you need to remove it from the agenda. Councilmember Morgan.
May I speak to the motion?
There is no motion.
There is a motion.
Where? It's been deemed illegal.
The resolution states that the city would benefit from the services of a professional parliamentarian at council meetings. The resolution refers to a review of qualifications of multiple parliamentarians and an Exhibit A for an
contract have to read the whole
with
thing.
The selected parliamentarian. Council Member Morgan and Pepper expect to conduct a search
you do
for
not
the
have
resumes
the authority
of parliamentarians who wish to be considered and welcome
out
other
of
council
order.
Members, the mayor, or members of the public
recess.
To propose qualified names as this resolution.
I call this meeting back to order. Quiet. So we were having a discussion about parliamentary services, and I had claimed that you don't have the ability to hire a parliamentarian, Councilmember Edelman.
Well, I would just like to make a comment just in general as I was looking at the resolution that was in the packet. First of all, this is not how we do business in the city of Black Diamond. If you're going to go hire a person, there is coordination with the mayor and staff. They advertise for that position. It's agreed upon by everyone that that position does need to be filled. And then you get applications in. Then you look at the applications and determine whether people are qualified or not. And then based on that, you might have some interviews, and then someone gets hired. That is not the city council's job. Our job is to pass resolutions and ordinances, not ask permission in an ordinance. You don't have to do that. You guys create so much extra paperwork when you don't have to. We have no need for a parliamentarian, and it's illegal on its face.
Councilmember Pepper.
I think we need a parliamentarian.
Who do you suggest?
I think there's an advantage to having a parliamentarian because you get a chance to do everything right procedurally, and they could help us control the meeting. And if there are problems, they could be asked either for advice or to preside. And I think that this is something that we really need to think about. We are having this here tonight for this resolution regarding parliamentarian services, and it's assigned to the Government Operations Committee for first reading. So we're not making a decision on anything here this evening, but I think that Councilmember Edelman brings up a good point. We do have some persons who are registered parliamentarians who might be interested in doing something about this. We haven't asked them.
Councilmember Deedy.
Okay, so there's so many places to go. Okay, so you have a person or a couple of people that you want that you've researched, that you've decided that would be perfect, which I'm assuming you already have a lawyer that you want to review the DKS checks, which wouldn't be unbiased, right? But here's my issue. With the 2016 legal rules, the parliamentarian is the city attorney. With your illegal rules, the parliamentarian is the city clerk. So we have two parliamentarians, although Brenda has stated, you know, she's not really interested, but she's capable of helping on that. But we have one. So we have two parliamentarians here in the council chambers today. But now you want a third one in here. So now you want to take taxpayer money and say, yes, we have two, but by the way, we don't like what they are doing, and we don't like that the fact that the mayor rules me, Councilmember Pepper, out of order every time I scream and yell and not stop talking, that we want somebody that is going to be on our side and be able to be dictated by several people on how to run our meetings and be a little less, a little less forceful, a little less demanding, that you stay within your quorum. So I don't understand why you want to have taxpayer money pay for another attorney to look at DKS, or to now hire a parliamentarian that comes to every single council meeting, and is that also somebody that's going to come to every committee meeting? I mean, you're wasting so much taxpayer money. It has to be true that you guys really want to bankrupt the city. I don't know where else you're going.
Yes. Point of order. We're getting far from the point here. Oh, yeah, we're only The only thing we're trying to do is have a meeting.
It's really hard to have a meeting when you disrupt it all the time, Councilmember Pepper.
Well, we would have to disagree.
You have no authority to hire a parliamentarian. What part of that do you not understand? You have no budget. You have no authority. If you do decide to vote on this, I will deny it. You have no authority. So the best thing for you to do would be to remove it from the agenda. I was kind enough to put it on the agenda because you actually turned something in on time for a change. I put it on the agenda to give you an opportunity to debate. Councilmember Morgan.
There's one thing that is becoming extremely clear to me. This chairperson of this council meeting, it is the council's meeting, this chairperson of this council meeting would rather not have a registered parliamentarian who was up on making the rules of order for the parliamentary rules of order for proper debate be the ruling order in this chamber, because then she couldn't do the things that she's doing that are overreaching into the council's authority. She has duties and responsibilities in these council chambers as the leader of, as the presiding officer at the council meeting. But the authority at the council chambers belongs with the council. And for everybody out in the audience, what you need to remember is the council is not allowed to talk to each other in a five-member body all together except in front of the public in these council chambers. Otherwise, it is a violation of the Open Public Meetings Act.
Councilmember Edelman.
Some order, please, the audience is calling out.
May I have the floor. First of all, I want to make it perfectly clear that since January 7th was our very first meeting, when we can't even get through a roll call before chaos starts. It's been every single meeting since January 7th. So the tone and the tenor of the meeting, excuse me.
Yeah, you should be.
Please be quiet.
Yeah, I am going to badmouth it because excuse me, you do not have anything to say in this meeting. And I don't care who you're married to. I yelled at my husband. I can yell at you, too.
Eric, do you want to be excused from the meeting? Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Oh, I would like the record to show that we were just flipped off by Erica Morgan's husband as he was leaving the room.
I didn't see it. I don't know.
The point is that I want to make is that in the 3 years, 3+ years that I've been on this council, we always acted with decorum. We worked as a team. We didn't always agree with one another, but we didn't start off every meeting with screaming and yelling. If we have something that we want to read that we have prepared, we ask in advance to have permission to read that statement. There's none of this filibustering that seems to go on now. There could be a way of changing the tenor, but it doesn't start out that way. And then it goes downhill from there. And I just keep thinking, how much farther down in the muck do we have to go? We've now been here. It's almost 10 minutes after 8. There is only 3 things on this agenda. Nothing has gotten passed. Everything is an argument. Everything gets delayed. These 3 members of the city council are not doing their job. They don't know what they have done. No homework. The only thing they know is what has been prepared for them and written down. Don't look at me like that, Ms. Pepper, because we know that you read from scripts. Excuse me. It is time for Pepper, Weber, and Morgan.
Courtesy.
It's time for you guys to do your homework and do the job that you were duly elected to do by, which really is only 25% of the electorate in this city, not the 70%, because not everybody votes. So I don't want to hear that anymore. But you guys need to start doing your own homework. You need to come into these meetings prepared, and you need to quit stalling because you are not doing the city and the citizens' business.
So what are we going to do about this item?
I believe we have a motion on the floor. Do we have a motion on the floor for this and a second?
No.
Nope. Oh, no, we're not. We're just moving it to the Government Ops Committee.
Except you have no committees.
Yes, we do.
Your committees are illegal.
No, they're not.
But fine, move it to the committee. It goes to La La Land. We'll never see it again. We have 9 items that you have disapproved since the beginning of the year that have never come back. 9. 9. One of them is a $25,000 grant. One of them. Councilmember Morgan.
At the last meeting, I was forced to vote against the Labor Day permit. Why?
First,
there was no real explanation as to why this permit.
Erica, stop for a minute.
You're out of order. We're voting on the parliamentarian.
I thought you said you were done with that and then moved on.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. I am out of order. Excuse me. Excuse me.
Make a motion.
Excuse me.
Do you make a motion to send it to committee?
No, you don't usually.
Go ahead.
Make a motion.
Oh, heck, why not? I'll make a motion that Agenda Bill 16-045, Resolution Regarding Parliamentarian Services, be moved for first reading to the Government Ops Committee.
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
No.
The next item on the agenda is the mayor's report, and I have, pardon me.
Before we move on to department reports, I'd like to make a motion to bring back the consent agenda.
Okay.
For a vote.
Okay.
I'll second that.
Do we have any further discussion?
I'd just like to say that it's kind of too bad that it went the way it did. I don't see what the problem is with having public comment before the consent agenda, but we did have public comment before the consent agenda, so it's back and let's get it voted.
And it's second. So any other further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. So department reports.
Madam Chair?
I'm in department
reports. Yes, but I would like to bring forth an item for reconsideration. I move to reconsider the resolution on the Labor Day event permits. Do I have a second?
You can't
second it. And all those in favor?
Aye. You are not in charge.
Those opposed?
Reconsider it. You cannot reconsider it. It's already off the table, okay? It's gone. It's gone. That's crazy. All right. So in the mayor's report, I would just like to report that hopefully one of these meetings someday that you will vote on something. So I have 9 things that have been taken off the agenda, and we have the agreement with Kenyon Descend. We have the DPS for the comp plan for transportation. We have adopting the 2017-22 Transportation Improvement Plan, the mayor's appointment to the civil service, the authorizing $25,000 for the stormwater grant, failed labor and grievance review, which we never figured out what that was, and the mayor's appointment to the planning commission, and you turned down BHC contract and later approved it, which I really appreciate. So if there's anything else that you would like to add of those things to back to the agenda so we could prove something, you could do that at this time. Otherwise, we'll go on to council reports. Councilmember Deedy.
So I attended finance meeting with Mae Miller. I also took a tour of Oak Point site with Andy Williamson, which was quite educational. So council members, if you haven't done so, it's worth doing. Also attended the hometown Christmas community yard sale where people donated items to the museum to sell for hometown Christmas in December, so that they did really well. So it was quite a turnout for that, for people to buy things down there. I would just like to make a quick statement that when you want to read a statement, you need to state how long it is, what the topic is, and you need permission from the council, I believe, to read that. So that's all.
Councilmember Morgan.
Hello. I have a three-paragraph statement here that I need to read into the record because the information in it needs to be in the record. It's about the Labor Day. The reasons why I couldn't vote, why I was forced to vote against Labor Day were, first, there was no real explanation as to why this permit was coming before the council when it had never come before the council before. I spent 5 hours looking through all the archives for a Labor Day permit. I found Tough Mudder, X-Terror, Great Horror, Campout, but no Labor Day. I thought I should know what was different this year before I voted. Second, the description of the ownership of the ball field did not really match what I knew and had reiterated with Mayor Benson at the July 14th work study. And third, it is the council's process that we review everything in committee before we vote on it. The public consistently called for more time and consideration and no ramming things through on the rubber stamp model. Unlike previous councils, we wrote a multiple meeting public review process into the council rules. So the first thing I did was I contacted Mr. Comble of PCC about ball field ownership. Turns out what I thought was also not quite correct. So this is kind of trying to simplify it as much as possible. A, I think everybody knows by now, the school site itself belongs to the Enumclaw School District so long as it is used for a school building. Otherwise, the land goes back to PCC. B, the flat rectangular cyclone fence field also belongs to the Enumclaw School District, but with an extra perpetual covenant which demands that this field will be available to citizens of Black Diamond any time that does not interfere with the normal school operation for athletic sports and community events such as Labor Day. And there's a C part. The lower area where the tennis courts and the bike track and the playground and some parking are located along Park Street, Mr. Comble says, was an outright gift from PCC to the city of Black Diamond as a park into perpetuity. So, and Mr. Williamson is nodding there. Now, for the permits. We asked to see the permits several times and were rebuffed. No one had any time to scan them in or share them with the council. Then on July 29th, Mayor Benson attached 3 one-day permits to an email to me. We reviewed these permits and the communication from PCC August 1st at a GovOps meeting. We noted the inclusions that did not exist July 15th for our preview for the July 21 meeting. The Labor Day application, 3 one-day permits were submitted 7/25 and granted 7/26. There may have been a 3-day event permit previously. The necessary insurance documentation was 7/18 and it appears to be for 1 3-day permit. The health department documentation I couldn't find. I think the individual vendors are responsible for that. The permission granted by the Enumclaw School District was dated 5/24. The documentation from WashDOT related to the event's use of 169 was dated 7/26. There were also maps of the setups and fire access and dated documentation of the Black Diamond permit process. GovOps recommends that with this new information in light, Labor Day come before the council for consideration or reconsideration for this meeting tonight. Then I have 6 other things that I found out from the history here. The WashDOT 169 permit for closure of Labor Day in 2015 was granted 8/24, so I think we still would have had time. The discrepancy of the 3 one-day permits instead of the 3-day permit is a troubling erosion of a process setting of a precedent that could easily begin an unintended code adherence drift into other areas of the Black Diamond City Code. This current treatment of the permit is probably a violation of the Black Diamond Municipal Code that says that any event on more than one site or more than one day needs council approval We could fix that tonight by voting now.
It's a city-approved project.
Asking the council to approve anything that is misrepresented is troubling. We found out the permits were not signed off until late July 26th, long after the July 21st meeting, and the approval was asked for prematurely. If our process is ignored and there is an accident, there could be insurance repercussions. Standing committee work makes needed positive contribution to the city of Black Diamond.
That is enough.
Are you done?
Councilmember Edelman.
Wow, that's a hard act to follow. I wasn't actually going to say anything, but you know me. So what I've done in the last couple of weeks, I also went on a tour of the job site with Andy, and he did a great job taking us back in the back preliminary plat to see what's going on. There's more than just what you see on the highway. I also met with Mae Miller and the mayor to talk about the vouchers so that I have an understanding of what they are and to whom we are paying our bills. I did make a quick stop down at the Hometown Christmas yard sale, and also I went to National Night Out, and that was a great event in our neighborhood.
Councilmember Weber.
Let's see. Had a couple meetings with a couple groups of citizens. It was really, really nice. The other thing I'd like to say to everybody that's out here tonight, I've said it in the past. I don't know how many of you may or may not have been to one of the meetings. For or against, good, bad, you guys took the time to come out here out of your schedules tonight, so I appreciate that. Yeah. You know, getting participation in government, especially in a little town, is tough. So thanks for coming out. That's all I got.
Councilmember Pepper.
I have three topics. One is Labor Day, one is the council report, and one is a budget, MRSC, AWC budget workshop that I went to last week for 2 days. Labor Day is a time-honored community event that I have always fully supported, and I support this year. I also support democracy and the responsibility of the council to dot the I's and cross the T's and do thorough work. The Government Operations Committee met on Monday, and we were able to discuss the following information. We learned that the special events permit for Labor Days has never come to the City Council in past years. The city website shows no record of it from past years' council meetings. In 2013, there was some mention of it in the mayor's report posted online for August, noting that in the special event permit requirements were still being worked on in August. In August 2015, the WSDOT permit was still being reviewed. This year, the council review of Labor Day was pitched to us as urgent, and unfortunately, the mayor's improper insistence on a vote at the last meeting caused
order.
A lot of angst for some members of the community. The council couldn't in good conscience forego its regular review for a non-urgent item. The council tried to put in place the agenda that explained the item would have first reading on July 22nd as items do before coming back to the council for approval at a future meeting. Council report. I have heard the word illegal tonight possibly, don't want to exaggerate, but possibly more than a dozen times.
I have reviewed
some things written about our council meetings in the last couple of weeks. It's clear to me that there is an overriding item of importance that I would like to report on. We have a common form of government, an executive branch, and a separate legislative branch. The legislative branch of government is not subject to the control of the executive branch of government. On page 7 of the city's legal opinion on the council's rules, Talmadge Fitzpatrick made clear, and I quote, "The broad statutory powers given to the council to manage its internal affairs would allow the approval of the agenda under Rule 2.2 to be placed in the mayor, pro tem, and council president." And, I quote, "While statute provides that the mayor is the presiding officer, there is no statute that specifically provides that the mayor, presiding officer, controls the agenda of the legislative assembly. Control of the agenda is intrinsic to controlling the internal affairs of the council, a matter statute gives the council alone.
Saying what is on the agenda may affect staffing needs and budget does not mean that the mayor therefore gets control. On page 8 of the city's legal opinion on the council rules, town
point of
Fitzpatrick
order, point of order
addresses the committees.
Out you did
legislative bodies sometimes move to consider matters as a committee of the whole, with every member of the body serving on the committee. That does not constitute final action. Final action does not occur until the bill or proposed ordinance is considered by the entire legislative body. Consider also the opinion of attorney Kathy George, who is an expert on the Open Public Meetings Act. Expert states in her February 4th memo, you asked whether it is legal under the OPMA for a majority of council members to serve on a standing committee of a council. The answer is yes, as long as the committee meetings meet the same openness requirements that apply to full council meetings. There is nothing in the OMPA that limits the size of a council committee. If all the committee does is recommend passage by the full council, the council still retains the final decision-making authority. Further, the Snohomish County Council regularly meets as committees of the whole and hush up and makes requirements without this constituting final action to enact the policy or ordinance. We have brought repeated examples that this is also the case in Spokane and King County as well. The point is not the size or difference in these governments. The point is that they act together under the same Open Public Meetings Acts, and these quorum committees are obviously legal third item attended.
Wow.
A budget meeting last week, and some of the titles of the budgeting it was good for me because I'm a new council member, and it's called the Municipal Budgeting and Financial Management. The presenters were Mike Bailey, the Finance Director, City of Redmond, and Tony Nelson, Financial Consultant, Municipal Research and Services Center, MRSC. Some of the titles of the things that Erica was there also, and we kind of tried to go to as many meetings as possible, so she went to We went to some together, but where there were more than one meeting, we separated so we could get the most information possible. Some of the names of the ones we went to were budgeting is a team sport. How does your budget measure up? There are many important factors that go into developing a great budget to include building strong relationships with others and understanding everyone's role in creating a great budget. Remember, it's the citizens' money. Nuts, bolts, and beyond the basics. Understanding the basics of budgeting is the first step in developing a comprehensive budget document. The sessions included a discussion on revenue forecasting and budgeting techniques to assist with building the budget document. Legislative update. Quick overview of what legislation the legislature has been looking at, past, present, and future. Legislative issues and initiatives that may impact our budget. Forecasting at the local level. What is happening in our local community and how does that relate to our budget forecasts? We listen to how to develop forecast methodology that is right for our community. What are the right questions to ask when developing our forecast? Hot topics, an interactive session about relevant topics and issues and questions from the group to drive discussion. Diagnosing our financial health. Each of us has an important role to protect and enhance our organization's fiscal resources and allow them to provide for the maximum benefit to our community. The session explored the policy, executive, and departmental perspectives on financial health, best practices, and legal requirements, all in the context of practical experience. Thank you for coming out tonight. I really appreciate your being here. Whether you, however you feel about what's happening, you need to know we are doing our best.
Do we have an attorney report?
No attorney report, Mayor. I would like to remind there was an item on the agenda for department reports that we may have skipped over.
I'm sorry, department reports. Andy. Thank you.
Forgot your boy.
Thank you, council members, mayor. So tonight with the DKS invoice, it continues to come up. And from staff's perspective, we are locked. We are in a no work getting done scenario. I would offer that any of you council members come into the office and have a discussion with me as we work through this. And I heard Ms. Morgan tonight state some statements that if we were to bring a contract back for the $10,000 and show how the work plan is and what they got for the $10,000 and how they deducted up the $20,000. And it seems to me, from my understanding, is that if we were to provide you with the documentation of the work that they did, and so that you would have, for history going back, something that said these are the...
We actually have the documentation. Barb Kincaid gave us the documentation. Okay. What we are missing is a statement from DKS that says the work that we provided up to whatever date will be satisfied by this $10,000 or whatever the heck it is.
Okay.
That's what we're waiting for, so that we, because I've been asking for it and I haven't gotten it, because what we need to know is we need to know that we are protecting the city from something that has never been in writing that we could look at that prevents them from coming back and saying, oh, by the way, you know, we did that other work and there was these gentlemen agreements and you owe us another $100,000, say, for instance. That's what we want to, that's what I need to see, you know, bracketed.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. And would that be the same, Councilmember Weber? And this is a staff communication. Would that satisfy your needs if I can? We need to move. I mean, the comp plan is based, this is the second comp plan that I've had dumped back into my lap. So the comp plan, the basic elements are land use, zoning, and traffic. And the one thing that we heard through everything that we heard through all the hearings, no matter where you are on the MPD, were traffic. I am begging you as a staff member to let us move forward with our work. Our departments are at a screeching halt. We're doing day-to-day stuff, but this is a major, this is a large, large lifting of a very, very small department that continue. There's a reason why we're eating through community development directors. I mean, please look at that holistically. You know, the tenure that you talk towards us and the not working, you're invited. The mayor has told you can come and meet with us. Come to my office. Let's have these discussions. But if I can bring that documentation to you, if I can bring that to you to show that, I mean, it was that releasing it, and then we can move forward with
right.
the DKS and move on and be productive.
Right.
And
or just even on this DKS voucher, payment in full up
okay.
to a certain date
okay.
might work.
Would that satisfy the other two council members? I mean, at least a head nod from you that I'm heading the right path?
You want to go?
The right path.
I'll just say that, you know, that's... Since this came up, that's been the whole thing the whole time.
Okay.
My issue since day one
okay.
has been that this money was spent without a contract.
Okay, so I will tighten that bow up really nice, and we'll bring it back, and I'll get paid in full. And, I mean, I need to move this department forward as we recruit for a new community yeah. development director. I'm just holding the thing together the best I can with all the other stuff. So
yeah.
I just really need your guys' help, and I do appreciate you clarifying that. And we will bring that back by the next council meeting in that form, and then we can move forward. So I do appreciate you, because it is value well spent, especially as we move forward with DKS, too. If we had to start this over, I know it's $60,000, and that's not good. So I'll tighten that up. It's my promise back to you, and I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Thank you. Sorry about that, Andy. The next item is public comments. Those wishing to address council, please step up to the podium and give your name and address, and limit your comments to 3 minutes.
Angela Taylor, Port Orchard.
I'm sorry, I didn't
hear you. Angelina Taylor, and I live in Port Orchard. The attorney has already told you when the work is done and a verbal agreement was made, it is a legal binding contract. Whether it's written or it's just a verbal agreement, it's a legal contract. So if you do not pay it, you will be sued for breach of contract. The city will be sued. This is a very large company, and they will sue Black Diamond for the full amount. So that means... Mr. Weber, are you okay to be personally responsible for the city being sued for breach of contract? That will cost the city well over the original $10,000. Then again, with the ward voucher that you pulled, don't want to pay. The services were done. She did what she billed you for. She gave you the services. You might not like what she said. You might not like what she did, but she still did it. You have to pay your bills. It's a breach of contract. The city signed a contract, and just because you didn't like the services that she gave to you personally, it's a breach of contract. And she will sue you. She will sue the city of Black Diamond, and it's going to cost the city more than the original bill. So the three of you that want to keep voting this down and not pay the city's bills, it's going to fall on the shoulders of you three to be personally liable for this lawsuit. So you need to explain to everyone sitting in the audience that when lawsuits come in, that it was you three, that this is why the city's being sued.
Would anybody else like to address council?
Christine Hansen, 32506 236th Avenue, Southeast Black Diamond. So how many weeks, just for clarification because I haven't been to every meeting, how many weeks has this DK $10,000 voucher been floating around? Months.
The DKS voucher that we're speaking of was dated August 28th, 2015, and it wasn't presented to us until February 22nd, 2016.
Fine. So it's taken you from February until tonight to clarify, and I appreciate Mr. Williamson being able to get you guys to actually say what you needed on that voucher. That's so much time wasted. Did you not express those exact words before? Did you just deny it and no explanation and just say we're going to table it because we need to look at it more? Or did you ever say those words that you said to him tonight?
We have, and it is not only us who did it. It is also in the budgetary mandate from the state that that document exists for every bill that is paid.
Well, I'm going to look that up, Erica, that you've added, you actually said that.
Do.
Because I am just appalled that it's taken this long for you guys to just that one little sentence to get that bill paid. And I'm just at a loss of words for the dysfunction of this council, and I am going to encourage every citizen to form a recall for the three of you. We need to do that. We need to move the city forward, and we need to progress, and you're not doing that. You're holding things up, and you're costing citizens thousands of dollars in taxpayer money. So we need to move forward. So either you guys move forward, or we will move forward with a recall.
Bob?
Bob Edelman, 29871 232nd Avenue Southeast, Black Diamond. I heard again tonight the statement that a gross misunderstanding about council meetings, saying that the council meeting is the council's meeting. This is about the sixth time I think I've said this to you. That is not true. Under RCW 35A-12-110, please look it up, 35A-12-110, council meetings, that section starts with the words, the city council and mayor shall meet regularly. This is not the state legislature. It's not the federal government. If the federal government were conducted this way, I guess the president of the United States would be conducting Congress, which he doesn't do.
This is a municipal government, and we're governed by the RCW. Again, something I've brought up before on the consent agenda. I won't get into that again. Thank you.
Thanks, Bob.
Pam?
Pam McCain, Black Diamond. I guess I just want to voice my personal frustration with the lack of any kind of responsible decision-making that's coming out of this council. I'm not speaking as the member of the Planning Commission, which I have donated my time, as well as six other really capable people who have donated their time for the best interests of this city, who cannot get past this element of the comp plan that is so important. And I think it's a big slap in the face that the other people who are putting in their time and attention to resolving this comp plan issue for the city are just stalemated. Stalemated by some political nonsense, because as I've attended the last few joint council meetings, council planning commission meetings, there seems to be an air of cooperation. We can cooperate. We can have respectful conversations. We can actually agree on things for the best interest of the city, which is why I think we're all here donating our time, many of us, in the first place. This transportation element, you know, I think we're going to be lucky to find any other engineering company that will ever do any work for us, because they have to operate upon the threat that they'll never get paid. And if we are supposed to uphold this level of transparency in government, I think I've heard that hundreds of times. The public has to know what the ramifications are of the stalling and stagnating that's happening with every one of you with this new majority thing you think you've got going on here. Every one of the people up here are electeds. I do also remember that we voted for a strong mayor form of government. Where is that? I would just compel you all to quit wasting the public's time. The public is important. The public's not going to pay the bills for the fact that you have your own agenda and you want to change all the rules. And the public needs to know what this has cost so far. Politicians have a bad name because of this kind of behavior. They run on a transparency, open government platform, and secret committees and secret procedures and new ways of doing things are the result.
Thank you. Is there anybody else wishing to address council? Bill?
Bill McDermott, Black Diamond. I was hoping tonight might be a little bit different than in the past, but this still goes on. You've interrupted so many times tonight, and I'm just hoping that the damn gavel busted and been in pieces soon. The way you've been treating it, it probably will. And, you know, some people, they'll sit behind here and they'll say, well, we're just not getting things done. I remember when there was a council member here and there's another council member that was not reelected, and they went over to Dave Gordon's office, who was then the mayor, and I went over and talked to Dave, and I sat there for an hour and talked to him. I sat in the same chair that you did when he told me about you two coming over there, and just told him, you need to get out of here. Just leave. That's getting things done. Now you're taking the big role, sitting back here saying, well, sure, we're not getting anything done. Well, it's not a wonder. Your attitude, it's absolutely deplorable. And I'm old enough to be you folks as both of your dads. Yes, I am.
Probably not.
So, and, you know, you just, where's your respect? I mean, you just come up here and you just act like ninnies. This is just compounded stupid. And the sooner you get your act together, the better off this town is going to be.
Is there anybody else wishing to address?
Right.
Brock Beatty, Black Diamond. So I saw a little breakthrough today, and it took Andy to come up here and practically beg you guys to figure out what's required to pass this DKS, right? So I know, because I've been here, that we've asked questions over and over and over about this subject and others. And the main question is, why don't you want to pass this piece of legislation? Or why? What's the questions that are required to get answered so that we can move forward? And most of the time, we don't get any response. We don't have any. We just think there's still some questions that we need to get answered. Well, today, you know, Erica tells us what is required. And now Andy can go out and do that, get that answered, and come back. And hopefully, at that point, all the questions are answered and we can move forward. Why wasn't that done 2 months ago?
6 months.
All we got to do is work together as a team and say, hey, Andy, or hey, Barb, who's up here several times telling the same thing over and over and over and asking from her heart, what needs to be answered? What questions do you have that need to be answered so we can move this forward? And she does not get a response. And then the vote? Nope, nope, nope. Not going to pass it. Going to send it off to a committee. Maybe we've got a turning point here. Maybe if we have a question that needs to be answered, we'll voice it so it can get answered so that legislation can get completed and things can get moving. Thank you.
Is there anybody else that wishes to address council?
Robin?
Robin Taylor, Black Diamond. Well, I'll tell you this. It might look like it's a breakthrough on the DKS check, but I bet money they vote it down when it comes back with the paid in full on it. I bet money on it. You will not pass the six-year TIP. You will not pass the comp plan. You will not pass the CIP, and you will not pass a budget. Right here in your budget thing, that your budget workshop, Erica, that you have on the table for people, it says confirm the budget meets the direction of the comp plan. You guys aren't doing what needs to be done to get the comp plan passed, and we're behind. How are you going to confirm that the budget matches it? If you don't pass a comp plan, how are you going to pass a budget? How are you going to make sure the budget lines up with it? I bet money on each one of these things that they will not pass any of them. They say here tonight, just like they said last year at the budget, oh, if the money's in there for a full fire study, our vote will be for it. Yes, yes, yes. And when it came time to pass the budget, she said, Morgan said, well, it's going to pass, so I'm going to vote no. Her word meant nothing when she said, I will vote for it. At their committee meeting, I was there at their so-called committee meeting and waiting for the meeting to start, and Morgan and a citizen comes walking in, and they're in the midst of a conversation, and Erica Morgan says, the principals say it's okay, and Robin promises to stay in control. My ears popped up. I said, what? She says, oh, I was just joking. And I said, what do you mean if Robin promises to stay in control? What's the principles? What are the principles? The chair and the co-chair. So I assume that the conversation was, oh, I see Robin's here. Yeah, well, the principals say it's okay as long as Robin stays under control. I will tell you this. I am forceful. I am blunt, angry, resolute, impassioned, firm, adamant, emphatic, fiery, outraged, direct, and incensed. But I am never, ever, ever out of control. And you will never see me out of control. What I am is uncompromising in my quest for good governance. And this, you three make a mockery out of good governance. You talk about separation of powers, and you guys run amok. I talked earlier about Greenboro courses, and you guys have taken the bit in your mouth, and you are running off the cliff, and you're dragging the taxpayers with you. You're dragging us all over the edge with you. And you sit there and you think, oh, wow, wow, we've really got to watch the budget because it's the citizens' money. Damn right it's the citizens' money. And the citizens are not happy with what you're doing with it.
Is there anyone else wishing to address council? Councilmember Weber.
So I just want to mention that everybody up here that's on council, you know, we got a lot of flack about the taxpayers' money. Well, we are purveyors of the taxpayers' money, and you also have to remember that we pay taxes here as well. You know, I can't speak for everyone, but it does nothing for myself to do bad things with money in the city. And, you know, I have an investment here. I have a house. I have a family. My kids are part of Eden Claw School District. You know, the whole, you know, trying to destroy the town is just silly. You know, we all live here too. So I just want the people to keep that in mind.
Is there anybody else wishing to address council? Seeing no one, we will close this public comment period. We do not have an executive session. I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Meeting adjourned.